It's the Dennis Stuckey Show on 1380 WPHM.
All right, good afternoon. Hey, it's Friday finally. Although the week has gone by pretty fast. No show on Monday because of the holiday, but I'll be back Tuesday from 3 to 5, and we're here until 5 o'clock today. Bobby McKillop will eventually saunter in his usual late fashion, and it doesn't matter because we're going to kick the show off right now with Marion Stewart, who is in the studio. If you don't know Marion's name, shame on you, because he's been around PH for as long as I can remember. I'm dating myself, but I saw Marion play. You're going to take over the varsity boys basketball program.
Yes, sir. Been on the job for about 2 weeks now.
And I know it's like the off season and we're going into summer vacation, but that's really when you do have some work, because I know you run a basketball camp.
Yeah, we got our basketball camp. It's going to be June 19th through the 21st at Cleveland Elementary. We've been it's got to be over there because of the bond work and everything like that. But we've had some guys coming in the morning. Got some guys getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning, coming in the gym, shooting and working on some things. So these kids seem like they really want to work and they want to turn some things around. So the summer is going to be key for us conditioning and just working on the fundamentals of the game.
A lot of psychology being a high school coach. You'll have kids that are excited that mm-hmm. there's a change and that it's a fresh start. You'll have some kids that maybe like the routine and aren't that open to change. But it's kind of nice for you because you've been around. It's not like you're a stranger coming in. You don't know anybody at PH. Nobody knows you. Mm-hmm. You're somebody that the kids know, so this should be a pretty comfortable move for you.
Yeah, I mean, with any change, it can always be uncomfortable for others. You know, I got a lot of stuff from my girls' players text me and call me, "You left us." But, you know, I explained to them it's always been a dream of mine to be a head coach. But the whole psychology behind it is it's going to be different. You know, I'm different than the previous coaches. And I think a big thing that helps me out, though, is working in a school district and knowing a lot of these kids' parents or working with their brothers and sisters at the lower level. So the parents get to see me in a different aspect than just, you know, a basketball coach or a football coach.
Yeah. Boys only won 4 games last year, but I saw their last game against Anchor Bay in the playoffs. And if you can get them to play the way they played that day consistently, you're going to win a lot more than 4 games this year, and you get most of the roster back, it looks like.
Mm-hmm. I think that game really was a microcosm of the season, that the team, they never really had a full roster for the whole season. And, you know, everyone gets better towards the end of the year, but they finally had a chance to get all the guys together. But I think, you know, the way my philosophy is, you got to be consistent, but that's why you go back to the basics. I want to run, you know, I want to get up and down the court. But these guys got to understand that it's going to take a lot of work to play the style that we want to play as a coaching staff.
You have some guys that I think, talent has never been a problem at Port Huron High School. It's getting them to use it the right way.
Yep.
I like Tyler Balon. He's got a lot of length, and it looks like in the little bit that I saw him last year, he's got a little range to shoot. So it looks to me like he can be a weapon if you can figure out how to get him to play the game consistent.
Yeah, Tyler is a guy that has a lot of talent, and I was just joking with him yesterday morning. He's the ultimate stretch four. I call him my European. You know, he's tall, lanky, got that that athletic ability. But on a combination of that, I think it'll be a great combo with him and guys like Mo Powell, Maurice Powell, and Cameron Enright, some big, tough guys inside that are aggressive and want to play. And Cam and Maurice are guys that can step out and shoot, too. So we'll see, you know, how these guys mesh together. But, yeah, we've got some pieces.
Now, I didn't see Ian Abraham all year until the last game.
Mm-hmm.
And he ran the point that game, and sensational.
Mm-hmm.
Was that just – a good ball game, or is this kid a guy that can run it for you?
Ian is a guy that can go, man. I've seen him play in eighth grade. I've seen him play some AAU tournaments. And he's a guy that, you know, of course, he's a freshman, so he has some things that he has to work on. But one thing you can't teach is athleticism and speed. So that's one thing that we want to utilize. And like we talked off air before we started today, we've got some kids that are coming from Central, some eighth graders that can really play. So I'm excited to get those guys in the mix and see what they do. They seem to, like, they're really excited about playing for Port Huron High. So we get those guys in there and mixed with Ian and Tyler and Cameron and Mo and those key pieces like Johnny Oreo and some other guys, that we can have some guys that can get up and down the court and change our style of play. So once we get those guys in and get them, you know, immersing us, what we want to do as a system, I think we'll be fine next year.
Yeah, you mentioned Mo. That's Maurice Powell, I'm going to assume.
Yes, sir.
I like him. Tell me about him.
Mo's a gritty guy, man. He's a big, tough, strong kid, and he's got Mo's a guy that his motor just doesn't stop, man. And he's got an intensity of a kid that I haven't seen in a long time. And I was joking with him yesterday that I was like, man, you've been in the weight room. That kid, he's huge for to be a sophomore, big, strong guy. So he's gonna be one that, you know, he was on the top 25 for the area players, and I expect him to be up there even higher again this year. But he's got some post moves, and he's a big, strong kid, and he wants to work.
Now, you've got basketball to think about, but you've also got football to think about, because that's coming faster than we think.
Yes, it'll
be August real quick.
Yep.
Tell me about Big Red football coming up this season. I'm excited.
I'm excited, too. I mean, we got to see some guys step up in different positions. You know, losing D'Angelo, man, it seems like D'Angelo has been a football player at PH for 10 years, but we got to find somebody that can step up and do that. But there's guys that I mentioned earlier with Cameron Enright and Maurice Powell on the outside playing defensive end. You got those big, strong guys, and Tyler Bayline's on the fence, hint, hint, Tyler, about playing right receiver. And we got Ian plays football, Johnny Oreo plays football. But our key, guy that's a basketball player and all-around great athlete is going to be Corby.
Great on special teams.
Man.
He was returning punts a lot last year for touchdowns.
Yep. Corby's a fast guy, and that one guy that I think is going to surprise people once he gets out on the field and he gets his opportunity is Shimon Andrews. Shimon is a quick kid, athletic kid. It was just the backfield was crowded last year, but I think Shimon's going to get that opportunity this year. Along with Corby to show people some things.
Football's it's a big deal. You know that. Bobby's here now.
Don't go on 94 if you're coming into Port Huron.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
don't
okay.
do it. Hey,
don't do it.
It's backed up past on the north end, past the Rite Aid, and then getting here all the way to downtown. Traffic is all the way to downtown.
I just got past Range Road. All I needed to do was just be a little bit of awareness, and I was fine.
Yes, what's wrong with you there? You don't sound like you're on.
Am I on?
Yeah, you're kind of on, but I think you're getting picked up on coaches, Mike. We may have to work on that, but that's okay. Traffic is your excuse.
It's not an excuse.
Now, Bobby coaches over at Grosse Pointe. Which one is it? North?
No.
Over at Grosse Pointe South. Your sport your sport is completely ignored when football season
Absolutely.
Is it's all a thing. Now, do you like kids playing multi-sports?
You know, I'm a big multi-sport guy. Me being a multi-sport guy, you know, the funny thing is about it, when you get to the pro level, like you and I were at, when you get to the pro level in the sport that you end up doing, I was quarterback of my high school football team. Played for the national baseball team, ran track and field, was on the basketball team, was on the volleyball team. If you're not a multi-sport athlete at 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 years old, especially in high school, I think you're missing the boat. And the problem that I'm running into, especially in the hockey world now when I'm coaching these travel teams, is we have spring season, and it goes, our hockey season, because of spring and fall, basically goes 10 months. And I'm telling all my parents, is your son a baseball player? Please go play baseball. Please let him go to the cottage. Please let him be an all-round athlete, because any, Jim Harbaugh said it in a thing I read years ago, but the best athletes are your best players. Not your best one sport.
Mm-hmm.
Your best athletes, they're your best players. And those are the guys that, that not only because of their skill level, but it's because of who they are. Because they've been in different environments. They understand how a team concept works times a million because they're doing it all the time. Whereas these kids that are, hey, you know what? Now, do I get an offensive or defensive lineman is going to be an offensive or defensive lineman? He's not going to be the best basketball player. Do I get that? Okay. But these pure athletes, these running backs, these DBs, these guards, these power forwards in basketball, dude, if you can play these other sports, please play these sports. Please give yourself an opportunity to be successful as an athlete.
And obviously, you don't mind if your basketball players playing on the football team. It sounds to me like you encourage it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, coming back, piggybacking off what you said, I think Bobby Knight said one quote the one time about, if you're a guy who's the point guard or the back, especially if you're a backup point guard, say you need to play football. Be a DB, be a safety, something like that. You already know the back pedal, the angles, the turning and running, the hip turn. And then playing multiple sports, like I played football, was the quarterback and defensive end. It was funny. I started both ways. I remember my junior year, we were watching the playoffs, and I think Rockford won a state championship. I'll never forget it. Look over, Coach Kendall's calling me. I'm like, what up, Coach? You see that? I'm like, yeah. That guy's playing middle linebacker and quarterback. Guess who's going to be our quarterback and defensive end? You. I said, oh, all right. So I turned the TV off, went to go lift and, you know, play football, basketball. My senior year, I didn't play baseball, but I played baseball in my junior year. But, I mean, playing multiple sports, that's all we did. When we were kids, you woke up, you looked
nothing
out.
Different.
Nothing different. Like, I my parents had a basketball court in the front of the house. Whoever was the first one up in the morning, you would look out the window.
Yep.
Oh, my friend Nacio, out. He's got the football, so we're playing football today. Or let one of the other kids come down the street with a hockey stick. We're playing street hockey, whatever it is. Yeah. Like, believe it or not, I thought I was a hockey player for 2 weeks. and then I fell, and I was like, it's over.
We had Joe Pace Sr., head coach of the Prowlers, in several times. He comes in just about weekly. He was here yesterday. But he talks about when he took over the team, they didn't know how to play defense.
Mm-hmm.
And he said the way I taught him to play defense was he took him over to the Y and had him play basketball because that's defense.
Yeah.
You're in front of the basket. It's the same concept in hockey. And he wanted to get his guys, you're between the guy with the ball or the puck and your net.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you play defense. And that's how he taught him. He made him play basketball.
Let me explain something to you, first of all. They weren't playing basketball because hockey boys don't play basketball. So they were bouncing the ball. They were double dribbling the ball. They were traveling with the ball. But the concept is the same.
So it was an NBA game.
Right. Three and a half steps.
Hey, when you talk about defense, man, that's my number one key. Like, I mean, I went to college. I played outside linebacker at Saginaw Valley. And I love, like, on the basketball court, I love playing defense. That's why I think one of my favorite players is Draymond Green. Just how he affects the game in every aspect. And then, like, my favorite thing was to be that guy. I'm like, all right, Coach Moser, who's the other team's best player when we get the scouting report? I want him. I want to guard him. Oh, he's averaging 20. Then, okay, he's getting 15 tonight. That's my goal. And it was a pride thing. I don't care if I score, because I think I only average, 5.5 points or something. But that freed up Danny Price and Rashad Baker, all these other guys. Don't use your energy on defense. You know, use that on offense. Let me go guard the other team's best player. Let's get the ball. And my biggest thing, I used to get mad when I'm running down the court, I throw you the pass, you mess up my assist, I'm mad.
Yeah.
Because I'm more concerned about my assist than it is scoring or doing whatever. So I love defense, and the guys who are that aspect to me just get so much respect because it's not something that's in the stat sheets that people go look. How many rebounds did he get? How many deflections? No, they want to know points and how many highlight dunks. You don't win with dunks. You win with defense and stuff. So guys like Draymond Green, in every sport, you got to play defense.
So let me ask you a question. You bring up Draymond Green, you being a coach.
Mm-hmm.
And I've often wondered this. I got a ton of respect for Draymond Green. Obviously, he plays with an elite franchise that I think is probably going to win again.
I hope so. I don't like LeBron. But go ahead.
I think they're going to win.
Poor guy.
I mean, last year
all he does is win. Nobody likes him.
Yeah.
You got a guy like Draymond Green. He is who he is. He's a big piece of your team. He's unbelievably defensively, and he provides some offense. But he's a piece of the puzzle for them. The technical foul issue with him, you're the coach. You're the guy. He's on your team. Obviously, Steve Kerr, well-respected NBA player. What kind of conversations are you having with a guy like that? Because you can't tell me that doesn't hurt them.
Yeah, it definitely hurts them with the technicals. I think one is, like, you got to understand everything with a coach comes back to relationships. You got to understand when you're in a game, like I with a coaching girls or coaching AAU basketball and stuff, you see things starting to go, you got to get on it then. All right? Draymond's starting to get heated, whatever. Hey, come here. Remember, we're here for this, and that. You got to remember what you're doing. Now, you can't think that in my philosophy, I'm not going to go up to Draymond and say, you got to stop doing this. Because it is who he is, and you can't change. That's why he is where he is. I always bring up this conversation, Dennis Rodman. You know, 90% of the coaches in the league would have cut him. But, you know, Phil Jackson was like, go do your thing, man. You know, this is what we want, but you got to understand, but there has to be another leader on that team that can handle him as well. Because if you don't have someone on there, if he's your biggest leader all around, then Draymond Green would just go out of control.
A Curry comes in.
A Curry, right. A Durant, somebody like that. But you got to see that building up. And then, I mean, you got to take the good, the bad, with the ugly. Because his boisterousness and getting loud and being that type of player, that's what he is. And
that's
also
what makes him who
yeah,
he is.
And it gets in other people's head, and other people can't concentrate.
So, question to you.
Mm-hmm.
Does Durant have to win this?
Most definitely. I mean, hands down, you can't. Durant and was one of my most favorite players of all time.
Incredible athlete.
Other than Shaq, and that's why I wore 34 in high school. Shaq was my favorite.
Did you see Shaq the other night? Yeah, Charles.
Yeah, Charles. Like, Shaq is just all around, man. I could talk until 5 o'clock about Shaq, but like Durant, you can't go from being up 3-1 and then go join a team that you lost to and then not win it, because it's like you were part of the reason why y'all didn't win.
Right.
So how do you go running and jump? You know what? I'm going to go to this team because, you know.
Championships are going through there.
Yeah, it's going through there. But that comes back to what we talked about earlier with off camera, is this issue of kids transferring and going different places.
No,
you know, it's like, I mean, everybody wants to win. Everybody wants to jump on the bandwagon. But if you stay home and do what you're supposed to do, you know, you're going to win. I can still remember to this day when Larry Rollins, coach at Northern, Ryan Murphy, and Clifton Jackson made a phone call. Losing stuff stops at PH. We're done with it. All right, well, what are we going to do? So 20 of us got together all summer long. We're working out. We're doing this. We're throwing. We're doing all this. There was no coach around. When they showed up, we followed what they did. We were already in shape. We were going. We made the playoffs. Next year, we had an even better record. We made the playoffs. But we stayed together. There was no, I'm going to go run over here to this team. I'm going to go over to this team. You know, you got to have that pride in yourself and in your players.
It really surprised me when you have a talent like Russell Westbrook and the talent that they had at OKC, when they had an opportunity to compete at the ultimate level and kind of let it go. I mean, they had it. They were right there.
They let it go when they got rid of James Harden.
Yeah. But that's market size. And then money got in the way of winning in OKC.
Yeah.
That's professional sports.
Yeah.
But with those two guys, when you have that kind of talent, you can surround those guys. And LeBron James proves it every single year.
Mm-hmm.
He goes from wherever he goes to wherever he goes. But it really surprised me that he said, you know what, because as an athlete, I want to be able to, rather than me going, okay, uncle, I'm going to go join them. You just beat me? No.
Yeah.
No. Come on, let's do this again. Let's go. Where are you going? Street lights are on. Let's go. No, I gotta go home. No.
Yeah.
I'm not done.
Yeah.
I'm not finished. We can do this again.
Yeah. Well, we have to take a break, but Coach Stewart, thanks for coming in today.
No problem, man.
Best of luck with the football season coming up, and then with the boys' basketball season. We'll see you a lot, and we'll have you on the show again.
All right. Thanks. And appreciate everybody. You know, with all the support that I've been getting from the community. But June 19th through the 21st is our boys' basketball camp at Cleveland Elementary.
At Cleveland, and actually I've got information here. It's $30.
Yep.
That includes a T-shirt, You've got groups for the beginners, 3 to 5 year olds, or the third graders to fifth graders, sixth graders to eighth graders, and then ninth graders to 12th graders. And you got two hour
blocks
sessions for each age group. All right. So get on that. It's really easy to find. I typed in PHHS Big Red Sports, and it was one of the first things that flashed up on the screen.
Don't forget about me, man. I like to come on and talk sports, man. So let me know. I'll come on.
Anytime. We're here Monday through Friday from 3 until 5. All right. I'm way over for a break. This always happens when McKillop is here because he just won't shut up. We'll be back.